We're joined now by Kim Denson, who is a teacher, a geography teacher at Baton Rouge Magnet High School, where she's been for 6 years. Prior to that, she taught for many years at Terra High School. And this is Geo Journey Day, the 20th annual Geo Journey. And good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing this morning?
And Kim, by the way, was named Teacher of the Year a few years ago. And for those who are familiar with her, she is also lead vocalist for Press One for English. But today you'll be talking about the world, and the world, of course, is an immense place. And what happens on Geo Journey Day?
Well, Geo Journey is the culmination of a year-long research project. I teach world geography, and so all nearly 150 of my ninth graders, it's a ninth grade course, basically compete to get a country, and nobody has the same country. And we began doing the research early on in the first semester. So I tried to tie in what they're researching with what our current unit is. So if we're learning about climate, they're researching the climate on their country. If we're learning about demographics, they're researching the demographics. If we're learning about economics, they're learning about the economics of their country. And they will take all that research and put it together in a portfolio by the end of the first semester, and then second semester is when I tell them, now we got to bring that research to life. And so that's what today is the of them taking all this research and putting it on display for others to see. They have prepared oral presentations as well as artifacts, interactives. I try to tell them, look, this has got to be like the best little mini museum you've ever been to. And they do such a great job. They put so much planning into it and so much work into it, and they learn so many skills along the way, from time management, you know, to the research process, to getting experience writing in the social sciences, not just writing in their English courses, and doing research the right way, which is a little hard to do these days when everything is on Google.
All right. Well, this is ongoing all day as we speak at Baton Rouge Magnet High School at the 20th annual such event, and I hear it gets bigger every year. And
it does.
These kids obviously really get into this, and unfortunately, surveys have shown that people are becoming less and less tuned in to the world around them.
And I try to ensure that that is not going to be the case with my kids. I don't want them to leave here not being more geographically aware than they came to me. So geographic literacy is huge. They are global citizens, and with globalization as taking over everything, that they need to be aware that they are part of a citizenry that is part of the world, not just their own country, not just their own city, not just their own state. And I think we do a pretty good job pulling that off.
Well, it used to be that globes were a staple in living rooms across the country. That's not the case anymore. And even though we have all this information right at our fingertips, we probably don't know as much about the world as we should. And you're doing your bit to make that a happening with young people, and it's good to get started young. Is there a particular area of the world that most students are interested in?
You know, it varies from year to year. There's trends, I will tell you that. It kind of depends on, what music is popular, what genre is popular that year, what movie came out that took place in a certain region of the world that year. It just varies. And, we are so diverse here at Baton Rouge Magnet High School. I would probably guess that we have as many as 70 different nationalities represented at our school. And I let those students, embrace their culture so that they have an opportunity to teach some of the other students here about, where they may have born, where they were born or their parents were born. But it just varies. I tell you, it really does. You know, you would think one year that, Southeast Asia is the most popular, and then the next year it may be, a place in sub-Saharan Africa, and then the next year it may be Oceania that's popular because Lord of the Rings came out and now everybody wants New Zealand.
All right, there you go. Well, Kim Denson, we did have a caller from the Garden District wanting to know if she could stop by and see it. Is it open to the public?
Absolutely. They just have to have a license and check in at the front office to get a visitor's pass, and they are good to come in.
All right.
We would love to have them.
Thanks for what you're doing, and good to talk with you, Kim Denson.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye. We're joined now in our waning moments this hour by Trevor Riggin. He is Senior Vice President for the American Red Cross, and this is Red Cross Giving Day. I thought every day was Red Cross Giving Day, Trevor Riggin. Why is today an exceptional day?
Well, thanks. First of all, thanks for having me on. Today is a single day that we call out called Giving Day. We really try to raise the profile of all the disasters that happen in the, across the country, both to make sure people are prepared, but also to say we need your help. And the Red Cross needs the country to be behind us as we get ready for disasters and urge people to donate to make sure we have the resources, the trained volunteers, and the partnerships in place as we face these devastating disasters that just seem to be happening faster and faster all across the country.
Now, when you say giving, some people give money. I'm sure that's welcome, yep. But are they invited to give other things as well?
So we would obviously, financial donations are the easiest way for folks to be a part, but we'd also love for folks to volunteer. You can go to redcross.org to sign up to be a Red Cross volunteer, to be a part of this response. We respond to nearly 60,000 disasters every year. Most of those are home fires in local communities, and that's where we need more and more volunteers to be there to help sure we're wrapping our arms around families, providing them financial assistance and helping them in their recovery. You can also sign up to be a blood volunteer to help make sure we have life-saving blood, which we provide all across the country, nearly 40% of the nation's blood supply, and that each donation of blood can save up to 3 lives.
How do I know the money's going to the place it should rather than to somebody's back pocket?
Great question. I've been with the Red Cross for nearly 13 years, and we are just absolutely diligent about making sure, first of all, we stretch that dollar. So that dollar you give, we stretch that dollar as far as we can across the country to make sure we are ready to respond, working with tens of thousands of volunteers, but also making sure we're leveraging partners and relationships, again, to stretch that dollar as far as we can. And then we're very proud of the fact that 91 cents of every dollar spent is used towards those programs and services and communities to make sure that families and communities are prepared, that the Red Cross is ready, and that we're providing those urgent resources to families in need. Just like we're seeing today all across the Midwest, we have flooding happening. We have shelters open for more than 180 people right now in the Midwest. We know that flooding is going to continue, and so we need people's help to make sure we're there for the flood that will happen tomorrow and the next day, and then as we head towards hurricane season and the larger disasters we know we'll face in 2019.
Well, what happens to the other 9 cents?
So the 9 cents are what we use to make sure the organization is supporting those. So we have nearly 70,000 Red Cross volunteers across the country. And so that 9 cents is how we make sure we're supporting them the best way possible. We have the infrastructure in place, the communications, the technology, all those things we need to make sure we have a functioning organization to support them, not just when the disaster happens, but before. As you know, most disasters happen with no notice. And so we have to be ready everywhere, all the time, to make sure we're ready to go when the community needs us, not days after.
All right. Well, Trevor Riggin, Senior Vice President, American Red Cross, thank you for your service and thank you for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Today is Red Cross Giving Day. And it's also Giving Day for WRKF. And if you'd like to make your voice known or voice heard and make a tangible donation to a public entity that's been around for 39 years and counting, next year will be 40 years on the 18th of January. The WRKF has stood tall and proud as an oasis of civility on your dial at 89.3. Please give us a call at 855-893-9753. That's 855-893-9753. And today, you can get a pair of tickets, good for any day of the Jazz Fest, except for May 2nd. That's the day the Rolling Stones are in town. $480 a year, that's $40 a month, and you also receive 2 WRKF folding festival chairs. So that's a way to do it, but if you're unable to contribute that much, we'd like to hear from you at any amount, and whatever amount you can contribute is sufficient for us. Again, 855-893-9753. And I know from experience, having been the station manager, that this is the source of revenue that is essential for the programming to be heard. Without your support, there is no public radio as we know it, because this is the largest source of contributions. And unlike public broadcasting for television, public broadcasting for radio receives no state funding, zero. And only about 10%, and maybe not even that much, 8 to 10% from national funding. So this is your opportunity to keep the trains rolling at 855-893-9753. For Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.